The Obama administration today issued guidelines to protect transgender students from discrimination. In a letter to school districts, the Departments of Education and Justice said transgender students should be allowed to use bathrooms or locker rooms consistent with their gender identity. The announcement has been met with applause and anger. On the floor of the GOP convention in Dallas, State Senator Don Huffines weighed in.
This is more than a bathroom issue. This is about promoting liberal Democrat agenda. The president, Obama, has bypassed Congress to do this because he knows he can't get it through Congress. And this is just another example of an overreaching president that we have.
Huffines doesn't think any student should be bullied, but says that's not what this debate is about.
This is a dangerous situation where you're allowing, you know, men or boys in the girls' restrooms and in the locker rooms. And we got a safety issue, we got a security issue, and that's really what the state needs to focus on. We need to make sure our children are safe when they go to school.
The federal directive for transgender students comes in the same week that Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner issued bathroom guidelines. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick responded by calling Scribner a dictator. Scribner issued a statement saying, quote, "The bottom line is that our policy helps protect kids from bullying. Nothing more, nothing less." Cece Cox is CEO of the Resource Center, a gay and lesbian community center in Dallas.
Transgender folks have been using public restrooms and restrooms in schools for years and years and years, but many times they're threatened, they're harassed, they're in fear, they're holding it all day. I mean, children will hold it all day and then go home because they're afraid to use the bathroom. And it's time for that to stop.
She says Patrick should focus on the bigger picture, what happens in the classroom, not in the bathroom. Stella Chavez, KERA News.